Chag. There's a discussion in the Rishonim in Tochim. That's the Pesach base. Why, in the Havdalah that we make, Havdalah we've made three times in the last 4 weeks, why in the Havdalah that we make between Shabbos and Yom Tov, don't we use the Tzomim? We use the Ner. But one thing we leave out, there's one difference between a normal Havdalah and of Motzei Shabbos and the Havdalah we make in Shabbos followed by Yom Tov, is that we leave out the Tzomim. So the Rashbam and Tzachim says the reason we leave out Tzomim is because the reason we need the Tzomim at all is due to the fact that we lost our Neshom Yisera after Shabbos, and Yom Tov is anyway Neshom Yisera, and therefore we don't need to have the Tzomim because we have still have our Neshom Yisera even after Shabbos. Our Tzomim, that can't be, because if that will be true that we have Neshom Yisera on Yom Tov, so why after Yom Tov don't we have the Tzomim? And Amai says Tosfos that there is no Neshom Yisera on Yom Tov, and nevertheless we do not need to have the Tzomim when we make Havdalah after Shabbos, which is followed by Yom Tov, because the fact that we have extra Achila and Shasiya compensate for the fact we have no Neshom Yisera, as does the Tzomim on a normal Motzei Shabbos. That is the Tosfos. However, the Rashbam clearly holds there is Neshom Yisera on Yom Tov, therefore we need to answer why is there no Havdalah, why is there no Tzomim and Havdalah after Yom Tov? The answer is found in a Chassidus Torah, Chain Ramban. I looked for a long time and I couldn't find a Ramban anywhere, and it is in fact not really a Ramban. There's a sefer called Kisvei Ramban or Kisvei Ramban. And in that sefer is printed a sefer called Ho'emunah V'Habitochen, not to be confused with the Emunah V'Tochen of the Chavnish. Ho'emunah V'Habitochen, the Ho'emunah V'Habitochen is written not by the Ramban, it's written possibly or seemingly from the base Medrashish Ramban or the Tamidim or the Tamidah Tamid Ramban. No, actually Ramban himself. Hello, what did he say? So Emunah B'Tochen says the following. Pasuk says in Kehelet, Leim Tchelet and Shabbos, Pasuk says, Ten Chelek is Shiva V'Gam Nishmoina. And Chazal have probably more than Shiva and Shmoina Pshatim in the Pasuk. Why the Pshatim is Ten Chelek is Shiva? There's Shiva Yemei Yomim Tovim. Not Shiva Yomim Tovim. Shiva Yomim of Yomim Tovim. Meaning, there's 2 days of Pesach. There's 2 days of Sukkot. There's 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. It's all Midrash, obviously. 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, 1 day of Yom Kippur, and 1 day of Shavuot. That's all together Shavuot. Ten Chelek L'Shiva. V'Gam L'Shmoina. Gam L'Shmoina is extra day of Shabbat. Says the Emunah V'Habitochen. What's V'Gam? What's V'Gam L'Rabbi? The V'Gam is L'Rabbi Chol HaMoed. Yitochen, so to speak. So the V'Gam is Rabbi Chol HaMoed. And what is Ten Chelek? Ask what's the chilek? What chilek are we giving to the shiva, the shmoina, and possibly chol hamoed? He says that is neshami yisera. He asks why is the neshami yisera chol hamoed? He says because on chol hamoed it comes after Yom Tov, and the neshami yisera which we have on Yom Tov is not lost, neither on the Yom Tov which is comes before chol hamoed, or even on the Yom Tov which is followed by yemei chol like today. The Neshami Yisera we had on Yom Tov is not lost on or after Yom Tov goes out. So it's not very clear why the Neshami Yisera is lost. However, the Chassidus Sfarim explain, I saw that the Shem Shmuel, I think, remember, brings from the Avnei Yisrael, and the Sfas Emma says it, probably says it in his Sfarim Al HaTorah, but the Sfas Emma actually says it in his Pirush on the Gemara. So they say the following, they say that Shabbos Kiyodua is Kvi V'Kaini. Shabbat is something which Klal Yisrael do nothing toward making the Kedusha Shabbat. Shabbat just comes and it goes and it comes and it goes. However, Yom Tov is something where Klal Yisrael play a role in making the Kedusha Yom Tov come. We say in Davening Mekadesh HaShabbat. However, on Yom Tov we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Klal Yisrael have a role in making the Kedusha of Yom Tov Yichal. Why? Because we fix the calendar, and I'll see the way that we fix the calendar, the Kedusha of Yom Tov Yichal. Because it's something, because the Kedusha of Yom Tov comes through our own effort or through our own Maisa, therefore this Kedusha lasts longer, and therefore the Neshom Yisera of Yom Tov can last even after the Yom Tov has gone. That is the way the Chassidus Sfarim explain the Ramban or the Emunah V'Habitochen. Why there's no Besomim or Motzei Yom Tov. So if this is true, on a Motzi Yom Tov, of every Yom Tov, Kal V'chomer is true on Motzi Sukkot. Why? The Arizal is, I'm told, said, is Ma'ira, interesting Ma'ira, in the Tfilat Tal and Tfilat Geshem. Tfilat Tal starts with a Tov and ends with an Aleph, to go through the Rosh Tevis of the Tfilat. Tfilat Geshem starts with an Aleph and ends with a Tov, says Arizal. That Pesach, when we say Tfilat Tal, is a Sarusa Dela'ila. However, Sukkot is Isrusa Dela'ila. When you have Isrusa Dela'ila, when you're coming from Isrusa from God's Sporos, we're going to reverse all of what should be. Really, we should only be Zeicha to something through our own Aveda. It should go from Aleph till Tov, like the Geshem. But the Tfilat Tal, when we are Zeicha to Isrusa Dela'ila, we go in reverse. We go from the Tov, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes towards us and goes back to the Aleph. And that's why Tfilat Tal is different to Tfilat Geshem. Tal is actually different from Geshem in that way. Tal is something that you're Zeicha, Bain if you do Ma'aseh Tovim, Bain if you don't do Ma'aseh Tovim, Tal comes whatever happens. Geshem, pay on a Ma'aseh Tovim. If you don't do Ma'aseh Tovim, the opt out of Shamayim, lay a motto. Geshem is something you have to be Zeicha to your own Ma'aseh, your own Pa'ula, and your own input in order to be Zeicha to it. And therefore, Tal is more apt for Pesach. Why is Pesach more Yisus L'Tata than Sukkot? Yisus L'Ela than Sukkot. Because there's two explanations of this, or two ways to understand it. Pesach is the first Yom Tov in the Seder Me'elim. Pesach is where we're starting from zero. And we need a Kodesh Baruch Hu to lift us up in order to be Zeichus to Kedusha. Sukkot is after we've gone through all the Me'elim, and perhaps we've gone to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we invested a lot of our Avodah into building ourselves up, then we can be Zeicha to Yisus L'Ela, the L'Tata. And we can actually come close to the Sporach ourselves. There's also is clear in the way that we were Zeicha to these Merdim. Pesach, Tzayisor, were on the Mentor Shaitama. We were nearly out of it. We were nearly so Legamri from Amayla. And after the Sporach was Kovet, because the Sporach literally was Peseach. He lifted us up out of our Lua Madriga, and he brought us up to wonderful Madriga. But Sukkot, the Gaon, Yehuda, the Gaon says that Sukkot is with the Chusta and Nani HaKovid that Klal Yisrael was Zeicha to through that Shuva that they did during the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was there, the Chedesh Edel, and then the Faith Made Shuva. During that time, when Klal Yisrael was doing Shuva for the Ego, and afterwards they were prepared the Mishkan, with that they were Zeicha to Machzir and Anah Kovod. It was Yisrusa L'Tata, as opposed to Yisrusa L'Eilah of the Pesach. That explains very nicely why Sukkot is different from Pesach. And therefore, if we mean Zeicha, to keep the Neshami Yisrael, to keep the Kedusha of every Yom Tov, and we don't need to tell him, then Kol Shekein Sukkot, we should be Zeicha to keep this Kedusha. This is pertinent, especially on Yisru Chag. Because Yisru Chag, the whole machlokes, the Gemara is very unclear about Yisru Chag. The Gemara in Yisru Chag says, Asruhu ba'achilo shesia. It's not very clear what that means. The Ma'ashal says, Asru, make it asa. Should we asa to eat and drink? That's Chazal wakevea bahab. And Tos says, why do we have bahab? Why do we have the talisim of bahab? It's because since we were marbe ba'achilo shesia shal isa, or possibly aliyat kalas roish, during Yom Tov, therefore we need to mesaken that, and therefore the Chazal kaviyat panesim to mesaken for that pegam we might have made through the achilas tia shel isa. That's what Ma'ashal says. Afru v'achilas tia, you should make an isa, you should make some sort of tanis after Yom Tov to mechata for the avodah we might have done through kalas roish that came through achilas tia. But Rashi says doesn't mean that. Afru means eat more. Somehow the word Asru means eat more. And one Pshav Rashi is, it means eat more on Yom Tov itself. Not on Yisru Chag. It means eat more on Yom Tov. It's very unclear how the word, that's the Ma'ashah asked, it's very unclear how the word Asruha is connected to eating more. It means binding to it. Bind to it Achila Shasiyah. Make more Achila Shasiyah. It's a bit easier to understand in the second Pshav Rashi. And that is a Pshav that's brought La'alocha. La'alocha is Tachman Zayin, Tachman Gimel. We bring that on the day after Yom Tov, you see, Marbe Bachristia, buying the next day of Yom Tov together with the Yom Tov and carry on a bit of the Yom Tov. The Mamshech the Yom Tov, we don't find that Legavi Shabbos. We don't find on a Sunday there's mitzvah to go and eat. It's like saying very nicely to what we said. That after Shabbos, it's sort of the Eila. We're not Zicha the Mamshech the Shabbos at all. But Sukkot, because every Yom Tov is that Sukkot, where we were Zicha to come to the Madriga, then we have another day where we can Mamshech a bit the Yom Tov. That's Pshat in the Yitzvuchat, why you should eat more on Yitzvuchat. This tells us very nicely how special we are. Now it's probably Yom Tov. We're still on a spiritual high. It's all very nice. But it doesn't tell us what's the Avodah Hayom. What's now the Avodah? We finish Yom Tovim. What am I to do now? It's unclear. What is the Avodah of the winter? The Avodah of the summer is clear because we have lots of Yom Tovim. The Avodah of the winter has left Yom Tovim. Had Yom Tovim Midrabbonon. No Yom Tovim Midraisa. It's unclear what exactly is the Avodah during this time. Perhaps we can explain our P.M. Maharal. There's a very famous Maharal. The Maharal says that in the Torah, Yom Tovim follow an agricultural cycle. There's Chag Ha'oviv, there's Chag Ha'kotze, there's Chag Ha'ofiv. That's just going with the wheat. The wheat comes, it starts ripening, Chag Ha'oviv. Then it comes to a stage where we can actually harvest the wheat, and then after we harvest it, we leave it in the field to dry and get ready to eat it. And on Sukkot, quite often, the Maharal says this is not just an agricultural cycle. Maharal says that this is reflect on a Ruchniyah Sukkot cycle. Which we must say that there's really, Sukkot is really the climax of two cycles. There's really two cycles of Jewish calendar. There's the Golim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. And then there is the Yerach HaEtonim, the Chodesh of Tishri, which is the Shana Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And it climaxes two seemingly very different cycles. It's not very clear. How does it climax two cycles? What's the Shaykhah between two cycles? And what's more so is that Lechoyra, the two cycles aren't two different cycles. Lechoyra, they're connected. There's some connection during the year. What are these two cycles and how do they connect? So the Maharal says that Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, Pesach was the birth of Klal Yisrael. Pesach was the time we came out of Mitzrayim. And we became an Am. Before that, we weren't really an Am. Pesach was we became an Am. But what a perfect Am. Because Klal Yisrael without Torah is not a perfect Am. Came Shavuot, and Shavuot was Zeichat Matan Torah. Matan Torah completed Klal Yisrael. Matan Torah was Mashlim, Tanhu Rechotzer. We weren't at our final stage of completion. We weren't perfect Klal Yisrael. We're Klal Yisrael without Torah. So slowly we build up, we count 49 days, and then eventually we're Zeichat to Shavuot, we're Zeichat to the Darga of the Kabbalah Torah, coming to completion. But even after you've completed, we haven't yet finished our Avodah. We're now finished. We're now completed ourselves. But we need to do something. Now that we're complete people, we need to actually do something to be able to be able to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. What is the Avodah? What is this completion? What is this? What is the way of coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu? It's through Torah Mitzvah. He says, Sukkot is when we actually reach the close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says it's similar to a shliach. A shliach, first you tell him, you are my shliach. You make him into a shliach, that Pesach, we're made into the shluchim Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then the shliach goes, and he starts doing the shlichas. That's Shavuot, when we start doing the shlichas of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then the shliach finishes the shlichas. He comes back to the Mishaleah, to the person who sent him, and he says, "Otisi shlichoseich, I've done what you want me to do. I've finished." So that is Sukkot. Sukkot is when I say, "I've finished. I've done what you want me to do." And that's why we find that Sukkot It's connected to the Osed Lovoy. We find it many times that Sukkah connects to Osed Lovoy. But Sukkah is something when we've finished what we needed to do. This explained very nicely with the Gaon or Ribbo earlier. The Gaon says that Sukkah was when we were Zeifa through our might and saving to come to the Kiruv of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sukkah is the Yonzer where we're Zeifa to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu through all our Avodah. We finish our Avodah to a certain extent and we've reached the goal. We've actually reached some goal. There's an interesting verse from Putner. Putner says that it says in the Pasuk, when we waffle that Yitzhara by the Zora, there's a chus, we dash for a Pasuk. There's a chus of making Aleim to Sukkah. It protects them like a Sukkah. He says, why do you have to say this? The chus is making them like a Sukkah. What's the chus of the chus making like a Sukkah? Sukkah definitely does is a protection, but he says more than that. Not just that Sukkah is a protection. The Putner says that it's making on them in the same way as a Sukkah. They came to the Madriga of a Sukkah, they came to the Madriga that the Yetzer Hara was shechted. That was the end. They actually reached the end of the Avodah, the Gabi Avodah Zara. We had the Yetzer Hara Avodah Zara. We worked very hard. We did many tefillahs, according to the Chazal, they made tefillahs to the Vassal Avodah Zara of the Yetzer Hara Avodah Zara. And then they got there, finished. Nishchat Yetzer Hara Avodah Zara. And it's completed. We've actually come to perfection. We've come to the Osed Lovoy in a certain way. We're actually there. We've got to Osed Lovoy. And that's why it's compared, this chus compared to a sukkah. So what's our Avodah now, after we've been Osed? Now we've been bought, we've been Nisatif of the Baruch Hu. So what's our Avodah now, that you finished, you've got your Osed in your house, and the Chayah has nothing more to do. So it's not true. Everyone knows if you leave a field fallow for a short period, then it actually helps the character to rejuvenate. It helps the land deep in nutrients, has to have rain, has to have a lot of things that you can't just go and say, okay, now I want you now on Cheshvan, Shosh Cheshvan will start again, Tesla of Cheshvan will start plowing the land, sow seeds. Because actually nowadays they do a winter harvest, but the perfect way for land to work is they do a spring harvest. The perfect way for land to work is to allow the land to rejuvenate itself, to allow the land to be rained on, to lie fallow for a bit, everything should settle down, and then you can start again. You can't start again straight away. The same will be with Yom Tovim. If we're told Tevav, Cheshvan, Pesach, and then carry on. We'll do an whole cycle. See, in Kippur of the year, people find it very difficult. But you start again, do the whole cycle again, and then every half a year we go through again. We wouldn't be able to do it. We have to have some time to rejuvenate ourselves. And what is this rejuvenation? So if you do up, the Gemara says, like Ivra, Tira, Elal, Talmud, or something else, the night is there to learn. The Rambam says that Roiv Chochma is Nikna Balayla. The winter is a time of darkness. It's also compared, the winter is compared also to the Golos. That's why both the Yom Tovim, Chanukah and Purim, Yom Tovim happened to us in the Zman of Hester. Purim is obviously a Dua. Purim happened in Golos and ended in Golos. It didn't actually come to any Gola. After Purim there was no Gola. The Yavish was a Melech, and he slept. It took a long time for the Yavish was actually built, and everything was ready to go. It wasn't a Gula. And even Chanukah wasn't really a Gula. By Sheni, Kalistral never got to a really high Madriga. The Chasmonoim was a brief split in the series of tragedies that happened in the By Sheni. So they're definitely these Yom Tovim are very apt for the winter, when it's dark, when we're in Golos, when it's that, in that way, that darkness is like Golos. These Yom Tovim are good to have in this time. What's our Avodah now? The Avodah now is the Avodah of the night. The Avodah now is the Avodah to go and learn and the Chazak ourselves, that next cycle will be able to not start where we were at the beginning of this cycle. We'll be able to start on a high. The year is sometimes compared to a coil or a file. Yeah, sona is melashon soina. It repeats every year the repetition of the year before. It's really exactly the same as the year before. But it's not meant to be a repetition where we're just going like a goldfish goes around the pond again and again, and it just comes back to what's going on. It's meant to be like a spiral. It's meant to start here and slowly you go around, but you come higher. And next time you come to the same point you were, just above it. Not the same point you were and you just met the point that you were at. The same point, but higher, on a madriga higher, on a platform higher, that now when you go around again, you'll again go higher and higher and higher, until the Sefer Mechol, you should be zeichat, raise yourself again and again, in the same way, with the same cycle, but not actually coming to the same place, but raise yourself higher and higher.